Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
On this day, it's a big old back in 1941.
December 7th, 1941.
A day
that will live in infamy.
Exactly.
That's me doing my John Voight of John Voight playing FDR in Pearl Harbor.
I don't know that the FDR was correct, though. I mean, there's not a lot out there today about December 7th. If it's a day that should live in infamy, I would think we would pause on this day. I can't find anything on cable news networks. They're not talking about it.
This was our, you know, our parents' 9/11. I mean, it was. But there's a. I mean, obviously, history is lost on the young, as they say, lately.
World War II?
I know, right?
The attack killed 2,403 Americans and launched us into World War I. We, of course, responded after being pummeled for hours by the Japanese, raining down upon American ships and servicemen. And then we said, okay, we responded with overwhelming force, annihilated Imperial Japan, Nazi German war machines in less than 4 years. A very insightful text from a Purple Heart recipient. This morning, saying 80 years ago today, about this time, Pearl Harbor was attacked. The United States of America stood so tall. So tall. Just as we did on 9/11. It's disheartening and sad to see how the support of all those sailors and airmen are remembered by folks with today's values.
Mm-hmm. You want some Pearl Harbor stats?
The just me and only me generation values that common sense is supposed to turn a blind eye to. In my opinion, we could all be a stronger nation with veteran values as our strength and a Christian heart as our compass. It's pretty good. Text from the Purple Heart recipient. God bless those that perished on this day.
Oh.
They were the good that shined in adversity. A generation is part of the greatest. Thank you, Scott and the Flag, for always remembering a veteran value and a Christian heart. I love that very much. We could be a stronger nation with veteran values as our strength and a Christian heart. What were you going to say?
I was just going to some stats from Pearl Harbor. Six Japanese carriers. The first wave, 181 to, they're not sure, between 181 and 183 planes. It was 8:02 a.m. local time. Torpedo bombers, dive bombers, horizontal bombers, fighters, the island of Oahu. The attack wasn't just on Pearl Harbor, including military installations on the island. So the Hickam, Wheeler, Bellows airfields. That's a great scene in the movie where Ben Affleck and his brother have to go. They're over at Hickam Airfield. They have to get airborne, and they're attacking the airfield. Less than 2 hours later, 2,280 American servicemen and 68 civilians were dead. 1,109 wounded.
All a plan by Japan to stun us.
8 battleships damaged. 5 were sunk. 3 light cruisers, 3 destroyers, 3 small vessels, and 188 aircrafts were lost.
And Japan thought that'd be enough for us to say, oh, no. Let's just hide here.
They say things could have been even worse if not for a goof by the strategists in Japan. Their main targets were the U.S. fleet aircraft carriers, most of which were out of port that day. So it was only the battleships and the cruisers.
I've seen one of those ships sunk at Pearl Harbor.
Have you been to the memorial?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I was talking this morning about when you get there, the smell, you can smell the diesel fuel. Oil is still coming out.
It's
still leaking out of the ship.
Bubbles up. Exactly right. Any Pearl Harbor memories you want to share thoughts on this momentous day, feel free. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Mike and Perm, what's on your mind today?
My mom lived in San Francisco when she was a child, and on that day, she had walked outside, and she said, I've never heard the city so quiet. It's like everyone was hiding because people in San Francisco were afraid that they were going to be next, that the Japanese were going to come and bomb them as well.
Yep.
She said it was really scary, and she went inside, and Grandma Kumai and Aunt Ira and Uncle JT were listening to the radio, and Ira was crying. She couldn't get over it. And the president was announcing that this was a day in infamy, and it certainly was. It scared the daylights out of them. And that's my story. That's the way my mom told it to me. She's gone now. God rest her soul.
What a memory.
Yeah, I think the entire West Coast went on high alert after that. Thinking of, remember that movie 1941 with John Belushi, the comedy, but that was based on the fear that they were coming here next.
Wow, thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
Have
comment.
A good day.
You as well.
Buddy. One of the great quotes is from Yamamoto when they came back to him after the fact and said, you know, why didn't you go and attack America? He said, you can't attack America. There's a gun behind every blade of grass.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
And that remains true to this day. One of our strengths.
Yes, sir.
Second Amendment. You bet. Questions or comments welcome today on the program. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. You can always text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Most of you have heard this by now, but the runoff in Georgia ended with the Democrat, Raphael Narlock. The Reverend is winner, the victor over Herschel Walker in that race for a 6-year term in the United States Senate. Warnock won barely, but he did win, and evidently won by the early vote. The early vote and the absentee voting, they say, is what he won overwhelmingly. Can you explain to me why Republicans would vote in lesser numbers on early voting than Democrats? What's the aversion to early voting?
The rub is that we haven't embraced, conservatives have not embraced it. Have not, you know, they still want to, they vote or live in a world they wish was still around or wish was different, but.
So somehow the convenience factor of early voting, more people vote then as Democrats than as Republicans because Republicans are not embracing early voting.
And the bottom line tactic is that we have to, from this point forward, until these states fix their nonsense, we have to flood the zone.
We got to do what they do.
We have to flag. We have to do what they do. We have to flood the zone, and Herschel didn't get it done. But then again, in Georgia, you got to outvote Atlanta and Fulton County.
Yeah. So like Minnesota,
78% for Warnock in the 5-county metro that is.
And I continue to ask why is it not a problem in Florida?
Yeah, imagine that.
You got big cities there. You got Miami. Yeah.
Go figure.
Right?
Yep.
They got their major metropolitan areas. A few of them.
Miami has a fantastic conservative mayor too.
Tampa.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. He's not all that conservative, but he's conservative for Miami.
I like him.
I've met him.
I think he's a solid guy.
I just think he's a little lukewarm in the conservative department, but we'll take what we can
better
get.
Better than the options, yeah.
In a big city.
Yeah.
But so why doesn't that problem happen in Miami? I mean, in Florida. That's the only thing I don't get. How is Florida able to buck the trend?
Because they shut down all the nonsense. Thank you, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, that's true. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about FBI interference in the 2020 election. New evidence that comes out of this Twitter dump that everybody should be talking about today. We'll give you the details when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Craigness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for...
We're in the Freedom Matters USA studios today. Dan, what's on your mind? Glad to have you along. Coming up on the program, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with folks from the North Dakota Department of Commerce about this epitome energy investment in Grand Forks. There's a $400 million soybean crushing plant announced there. Wow. That's something. Also, next hour, Governor Doug Burgum will give his budget address. So we'll learn more about what he plans to do, especially on tax relief. And he is joining us tomorrow in studio on the program to talk about that in great detail. But we'll get the scoop today. For lunch today, I would suggest Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Or cabbage rolls, either one they have there. Beefy Mac on MP Avenue. Glendon has meatloaf, orange chicken in Yulin. Salisbury steak on 45th. Tater Tot hot dish on in Arwood. Also 12th Avenue and I-29, Valley City, I-94, exit 292. All home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. Okay, you probably have not heard about this from much in the media, but this is a really big deal. And Andrew McCarthy, National Review, has a great piece on this, laying this out. Reading between the lines of all available evidence, you can find an organized effort by the FBI to put its thumb on the scale for Joe Biden's campaign in this Twitter dump. Andy McCarthy writes, I can appreciate clever. It's when people, especially government officials, insult my intelligence that I get angry. And we should all be angry over the U.S. government's interference in the 2020 presidential election, hot on the heels of its self-abasement during and in the aftermath of the 2016 presidential election. The FBI, as the pointy end of the executive branch spear, would have us believe that it in no way intentionally interfered in the 2020 election. Yet the evidence that it did so, and that it's doing so as part of a years-long pattern, is by leaps and bounds stronger than the evidence that the Trump campaign corruptly conspired with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election, a baseless allegation we now know, energetically promoted by who? The FBI. But we spent 2 years on that? Robert Mueller and the Russia, wasted two of the 4 years fighting that battle. Now know it's totally bogus. Andy McCarthy says, I've laid out much of the 2020 evidence, both in the New York Post and the National Review. The latter piece coming from Elon Musk, Twitter's new top honcho, who made some of the platform's internal correspondence relating to the 2020 campaign available to the journalist Matt Taibbi, who reported on it publicly in a series of tweets. His reporting is important, but I was surprised that beyond a general warning about possible foreign hacks, there appeared to be no evidence of FBI complicity in the pre-election social media suppression of the Post reporting on damning information from Hunter Biden's laptop. To summarize, 3 months before the Post reported on the laptop, there was already not only a Hunter Biden criminal investigation, but a Senate Republican investigation of the scandal the media Democratic complex continues to bury. The cashing in on Joe Biden's political influence by his family members with his knowing and willful involvement to the tune of millions of dollars that poured into the Biden family coffers from agents of corrupt and authoritarian regimes, including some, such as China and Russia, that are hostile to the United States. Now, I dare say that's old news. Hunter Biden's connections to China and others, but try and find some, what's the word I'm looking for? Justice on that? No. None. So, here's the New York Post story. How the FBI's nod and a wink got social media to censor the Post Hunter Biden reporting. FBI. Andy McCarthy writes, stop looking for a smoking gun. That's not how this game works. Just as it did in 2016, the Democratic Party colluded during the 2020 presidential campaign with FBI leadership, It's like-minded transitional progressives in the loose-lipped community of current and former national security officials and the media. The objective in 2020, as in 2016, was to try to drag a weak, deeply compromised Democratic candidate across the finish line. They cheated, folks. The FBI shouldn't be doing this. The scheme worked in 2020 where it failed in 2016. A big part of the difference was Democrats and their collaborators put major 2020 emphasis on social media platforms, such as Twitter and Facebook, which had served Donald Trump well in 2016. Well, in the fact that you could understand that he had a groundswell of support. They didn't have their thumb on the scale. The result was the systematic suppression of the Biden family corruption scandal, the staggering millions of dollars that are now known to have been poured into the Biden coffers from agents of such authoritarian, anti-American regimes as China and Russia, and such corrupt ones as Ukraine. Joe Biden is in it up to his neck. Although the media Democratic complex continues branding the scandal as the Hunter Biden probe. They're better to obscure the president's complicity. You hear that?
Yeah.
This is as much about Joe Biden as it is about Hunter Biden.
Of course it is. Hunter Biden wouldn't be Hunter Biden or have any of the access or do anything without Joe. So,
which Andy McCarthy writes,
I mean, come on,
is why the social media platforms disappeared. The New York Post explosive reporting about Hunter's laptop from hell because they didn't want Joe implicated. He says, just don't look for a smoking gun. We're not going to see an FBI document that says tell Twitter the Biden evidence is Russian disinformation. When Elon Musk released the so-called Twitter files over the weekend, Matt Taibbi, consequently, he's the journalist that put everything out. Taibbi, I think you say his name?
Yep.
Consequent thread of reporting observed there's no evidence of a specific warning to social media platforms that the Biden information was sourced to Russia or hacked. However, there is significant evidence of FBI collusion in the scheme. And now we find out a former FBI guy is the deputy legal counsel at Twitter, and he today has been fired because of what they've unearthed in all of this. So it's a long, complicated story, but what you need to know is the FBI got social media to censor the story about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Period. New information. Sometimes I know it's like, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. I've heard so much of this, I don't know what to make of it. This is a bombshell. This is new. This is why this Jim Baker's been fired at Twitter. Republicans in the House, get to it. Make sure this sees the light of day.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock held off Republican challenger Herschel Walker in a Georgia runoff election Tuesday, ensuring Democrats full responsibility for the Senate with a 51-49 majority. The Republicans are majority in the House.
You have put in the hard work, and here we are standing together.
Colorado Club Q accused shooter has been charged with 305 counts, including murder, bias-motivated crimes, and assault. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who identifies as non-binary, was formally announced he's been charged in last month's attack at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That incident killed four souls and wounded 17. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Saudi Arabia this week for 3 days. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They give us a great deal every week to tell you about. This one is a pickup, single owner, sold by Pucklich, new. Many of their pre-owns are exactly like that. They know exactly who had them, and this one only has 34,496 miles. It's a 2022. GMC Sierra 1500 SLT, 6.2-liter Ecotec 3 V8 engine. As I mentioned, 34,496 miles on that. And exterior jet black, perforated leather-appointed front seat trim. Thing is loaded up, heated seats, steering wheel, backup camera, lane departure. You got... keep you in the lane, the warning when you're leaving a lane and keep you in a lane, the assistant tow package, and so much more. $52,000 is what this thing was priced at yesterday. $51,000 is your price today. Save over $1,000 if you told him you heard it right here. That's Pucklich. Valley City. But right there on Main Avenue in beautiful Valley City, North Dakota. 721 West Main Avenue. Online at PucklichValleyCity.com if you want to see it. I wouldn't waste much time, though, because that baby's going to go. And it's going to go quickly. Very quickly. A couple of comments before we get to our next guest. Text from listeners. One of them, now that Mitch lost another seat, do you think our North Dakota senators still want to defend good old Mitch? Good question. Scott, will the LRC presentation be aired on the flag? Also, if I miss it, can I listen to it later? If so, where? It will be on the flag starting at 2 this afternoon. You're talking about the special weather presentation we have later today. It'll be on both WDOI and the flag, and we will have it on our website archived as well. Listener says, Scott, just want you to know that this lady is flying her American and Navy flags in remembrance. God bless you. Remembering Pearl Harbor. We love it. And let's get one more in here. What runs Twitter and Facebook? Technology. The only reason Trump won in 2016 is because the Democrats didn't think he was the serious threat that he was. They learned their lesson and doubled down in 2020. Yeah, you'd expect they would say, okay, Trump utilized technology better than we did in 2016. Let's up our game in 2020. But you can't do that with the FBI running the show. Yeah. Part of the problem there. I want to tell you about a $400 million investment coming to Grand Forks. The Epitome Energy Plant. Rich Garman is the director of the North Dakota Commerce Department Economic Development and Finance Team. Here to tell us a little bit about this news, which is certainly, well, it's great. I mean, these plants that get into the hundreds of millions of dollars are great for the economy of North Dakota, the jobs they provide. Rich, thanks for joining us to talk a little bit about this today. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And excited to learn a little bit more about Epitome Energy. First of all, that name is kind of cool, isn't it?
It is pretty cool, isn't it? It's one you have to look at twice and read through it. But Epitome, what a great word to describe this project.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. It makes you think. It sure does. Tell us a little bit about this project. What do we need to know?
Well, like you mentioned, it's a $400 million project. It's going to bring about 40-plus million bushels of soybeans to the Grand Forks area to be processed. It's going to reach into Minnesota. It's probably going to reach into southern Manitoba. It's going to bring soybeans into this region from all around the local region. It's great for farmers. It raises their value of their soybeans by about, what did they estimate, 20 some cents per bushel. I think that's what Epitome put out there. By lowering their transportation costs, they don't have to go as far. This is just an amazing project for farmers in that area and for the state of North Dakota. It's adding to the economy. One of the other great things is it's a great nexus, again, between ag and energy. That kind of seems to be the theme of a lot of projects we have going on out there right now. But it also makes sense in North Dakota, with those being our two largest industries by far, ag and energy. And a project like this is just setting that nexus between ag and energy. Right now we have zero soybean, or near zero soybeans being processed in the state. Within a few years, we're going to be processing 120 million bushels a year between Epitome and then two other projects that have been announced earlier this year in the state. So it's just a great time to be in North Dakota, a great time to be in the Department of Commerce watching all these projects go on. It's just an exciting time, Scott.
So if you got up to 42 million bushels of soybeans per year processed at the Epitome plant, you mentioned the others as well, and then your point earlier that, the closer to market for these soybean growers, the better. Are we tapped out on soybeans? Have we got enough of the processing now with these plants on the ground that we're good?
I don't know if we're good, Scott, but I think we're going to be in a good position. North Dakota does, I think the number is between 180 and 200 million bushels per year of soybeans per year. And again, take that number into account. That's just North Dakota. That's not taking into account the across the Red River and maybe across the Canadian border. There's more soybeans out there available too. So we're not tapping it out, but we're certainly going to maximize it, which I think is a great thing. We're going to be taking all of that product and processing it here in North Dakota, rather than putting it on a train and sending it somewhere else to be processed and to add value to it. We're going to add value to it right here in North Dakota. So,
and the value added comes in these products they're processing it into, right? Like, I don't even know what this is, but crude degummed soybean oil. What the heck is that?
Well, I'm not sure what the degummed part of it is. That's a pretty highly technical word there. But basically, it's going to turn it into soybean oil. Soybean oil has a lot of purposes. I mean, it's a feedstock for biodiesel. It's also a feedstock for cooking oil, things like that. But it's a feedstock that's very valuable and will be used. In fact, it's one of the drivers right now is that feedstock of oil is what's so attractive. And we have a facility in western North Dakota right now that is up and ready and ready to take this, what do they call it again, Scott, the degummed soybean oil. to take that on and then process it into renewable diesel fuel. So.
Yeah, crude degummed soybean oil, meal and hulls. Yeah, so again, that's value added.
Absolutely value added, Scott. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty extraordinary. Great for Grand Forks as well. And I know there's uncertainty with whether or not the plant that would be adjacent to the city that would have a viewpoint of the Chinese-owned plant, whether or not that proceeds. So this is certainly a well-timed good news for Grand Forks. What kind of other projects are on the well, first of all, we should review because it's easy to forget, you know, a $400 million plant here will be forgotten in a week. You know, I mean, it won't in Grand Forks, and people will see it go up. But, you know, you kind of look at what have you done for me lately? Where else? But what other major investments have been announced in the last little while?
Well, you know, we started down the road of soybean processing facilities. There's obviously the Spiritwood facility, the Castleton facility, and now the Grand Forks facility. That accounts for a little over 120 million bushels of soybeans. That's a lot. That's making us a major player there. Other projects that are going on around the state, we've had about a month and a half ago, there was a project announced for the Beulah area of a Talon Metals project. That's a great project, too. That's taking nickel ore from Minnesota up to the Beulah area and processing it for battery-grade nickel. And some other minerals as well, but nickel is one of the primary minerals they're trying to pull out of that ore. So that's a huge win for North Dakota, and that project is sort of unique as well, is that it received, I believe, it was $114 million Department of Energy grant to build. So I think 25% of their funding is from a Department of Energy grant. So that's saying a lot. They were reviewed and deemed worthy by the Department of Energy, and so they received that grant. So that Talon project going in there, and then the just amazing amount of activity going on in Williams County right now. So many projects going on out there. Cerulean being one of them, a gas to liquids facility, and then there are a couple of different other facilities going on out there as well. Some are soy processing and or corn processing facilities possibly, and then processed water produced water facilities. There's at least one, possibly two, going on out there. That's taking the salt water from wells, oil wells, and extracting the minerals out of the valuable minerals out of those out of that salt water, which is now basically a waste stream. We got two different companies looking hard at the possibility of processing that water and turning them into some valuable mineral commodities. And one of the valuable minerals you'll probably be very familiar with is lithium. That there's a fair amount of lithium salt in that water that comes up, and the value of lithium just keeps going up as the world moves towards electric vehicles and electrifying everything else. Lithium is a very needed commodity that North Dakota may very likely become a player in the near future. So.
A lot of good news there. Fascinating conversation, Rich. Thanks for updating us a little bit, not only on the new news of a $400 million soybean processing plant going to Grand Forks, but to all the other plants as well. And projects that are on the drawing board, some of those in smaller communities, which will welcome the jobs and the economic investment as well. It's just it's a lot of good news. Appreciate it very much.
Glad to be in North Dakota, Scott. Thank you.
It is. Thank you. Rich Garman is the director of the Commerce Department in North Dakota's Economic Development and Finance team, our guest on What's on Your Mind today. All right, don't forget, Governor Burgum will give his budget address after 10 o'clock. We'll pick that up live on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned for more right after this.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs, and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
That first part sounded a little like Joe Biden.
The island
no.
Send to you from the land.
Made about as much sense to me as he usually does, as a matter of fact.
Here we go. Kaliki Maka.
Yeah. You know the thing. You know the thing. Yeah. He didn't disappoint yesterday. He was.
It's a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
Speaking of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Well, Bing.
I see what you did there. Very impressive.
This is war-era music, too, of the Andrews Sisters.
Yeah.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Love that.
Very nice. Speaking of Joe Biden from yesterday, can you...
put up with more? What do you got? Yeah.
See what you think of Joe yesterday.
Nano chip. Chips and a 3 nano. And you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nano, I don't know.
Nano, I don't know. And did you hear the crowd laugh? They're laughing at
it's
him.
It's embarrassing.
The chip factory yesterday. Laughing at him.
I loved do
in
when he was
in person to his face.
Yeah, and when he was leaving.
Mr. President, why go to a border state and not visit the border? It was more important than no room.
There are more important things going on. What is more important than 300 of your citizens dying every day? Young children and women being trafficked, the cartel enriching themselves. What? It's more important for you to go stand at some chip factory that you can probably have a kickback on and read from the teleprompter.
No, that
very
that,
good.
That's not going to age well.
No.
No. Definitely not going to age well. I heard even Jim Carrey's turned on him. Kind of a lefty, too.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
And today, TSMC has announced a second major investment. It will construct a second fab here in Phoenix to build chips, the three nano chips. The three nano chip. Chips that are three nano. And you know what I'm saying.
Come on.
Nano, no, no. I don't
know.
Come
on.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I shouldn't laugh because it's kind of sad, actually. 271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. Text us at 701-237-1590. A texter with an interesting comment says, Scott, you're darn close, speaking of our little rundown, on the FBI's nod and a wink to get social media to censor the post-Hunter Biden reporting. You're darn close, but your brazen meter isn't quite dialed up high enough. James Baker, we know who he is now, right? Former FBI, deputy counsel for Elon Musk, still at Twitter. Okay? All right. James Baker was censoring the release of the Twitter files while in the employment of Elon Musk. Right under Elon Musk's nose. That's why he was fired yesterday, says this listener. Yes, that's right. The Twitter files have only been partially released because James Baker withheld evidence damaging to the FBI. Of course he did. Where did I get this? See Miranda Devine's portion of the Tucker Carlson show last night. Both are solid. James Baker is one of the most evil human beings on the planet. Uh-huh. I think suffice all this to say, stay tuned. Stay tuned. There's way more to come. Let's go to David in Fargo. What's on your mind, David? Go ahead, David. Hi there. Go ahead.
Yes, what really bothers me about the Republicans is the fact that now they had a big event out at the Reagan Center, and one of their key speakers was Liz Cheney. Now why here's a woman that's been disgraced. She's definitely not a Republican. Why is that happening?
Yeah, first of all, I don't think that was a Republican Party event. I think that was a Reagan Library event.
Who's Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan was our Republican president who was thought of very highly. Why in God's name are we putting Liz Cheney?
I'm with you, David. I couldn't agree with you anymore, but I think some of the people making decisions aren't exactly what you and I would call a Republican. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Can you and I go out there and straighten them out?
Yeah, I think we should.
I'd like to.
I've been there before.
Senator Hovind or Kramer... would be a couple. Those would be some questions I'd really should be asked of them. Why?
Yeah, I think if you ask both of them, is Liz Cheney a Republican, they'd say no with a capital N. So I agree with you. I don't know.
That's what scares me.
Yeah.
That's what scares the heck out of me. We've got so many people that, you know, we're not fighting just the Democrats. We're fighting the no-Trumpers and the no, you know.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your call.
Yep,
take care. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.